Ellen, who's been patiently waiting. What's on your mind, ma'am?
What is the name of that brain supplement you just said? I didn't get it.
I'm sorry. It's called Remind, spelled just like it sounds.
Ruline with an R?
Remind.
Oh, Rule Mind.
Nope, R-E-M-I-N-D.
Remind.
There you go.
Excellent, okay. And with macular degeneration, how many injections does it take?
It's usually 3 IVs a week for 2 months, ma'am, because people whose maculars are degenerating are really in need of those key nutrients. So it's 3 IVs for a week for a couple months.
I don't have symptoms yet, but I
was good.
Diagnosed. So 3 IVs for how many weeks, months, 3 months? Then,
no, 2 months, ma'am, 2 months.
Oh, 2 months. Three a week for 2 months. And let's see. Could you tell me a good product for cure mastitis in my breast?
Oh, my goodness, ma'am. This is an infection?
Yes.
Oh.
There have been no tests done. It's just I had a problem. It was swollen, and my doctor looked at it, and she said, you have mastitis. And I took 3 rounds of antibiotics, and it didn't take care of it. And she moved, so I have a new doctor. So I haven't gone yet to speak with him, but
okay. Let me. I do have something in mind, but let me ask you about the degree of severity here, ma'am. Is the breast in any place in that breast that's got the mastitis? Is it swollen so you can see it? Is it hard? Can you press on it and it hurts?
It's swollen, and there is a hard part in the front part of the breast around the nipple.
Okay, but your doctor says that's mastitis, and were you screened for breast cancer for sure?
No, because of the mastitis, it would be too painful.
Okay, all right. Well, then the one thing I can think of...
It is warm to the touch.
Gotcha. The one thing I can think of that you might want to be working with a natural medicine doctor on is that iodide... There are two forms of iodine. One of them is 2 iodine molecules stuck together, and that's called iodine, like oxygen, O2. The other form is called iodide, and that's one iodine molecule, and that's usually together with a potassium or a sodium. Well, anyway, the iodide kills many, many types of germs. Potassium iodide particularly is very effective for that. But iodine is very friendly to breasts. And if iodine is in the breast when a breast cancer is trying to form, it combines. And this is real research, folks, from 3 different universities in 3 different countries. The iodine combines with a fat that's normally present in the breast, and then it kills the breast cancer cells. I am not kidding you. So you could get a combination of those two things in a product called Lugol's iodine. Now, unfortunately,
Lugol iodine.
No, let me spell it for you. L-U-G.
L-U-G.
O-L-S.
O-L-S.
Now, unfortunately, due to all the rules and regulations we have in our free country, you have to have a prescription for full-strength Lugol's iodine. You can get the weak strengths online, but they don't work as well, of course. But
I'm planning on seeing Dr. Sherman, so I'll ask him.
Yes, and I talked to him about a prescription for Lugol's iodine, and then all the one does, ma'am, is to take a few drops of that and rub it into the mastitis area. And yes, I have worked with women before with mastitis who've cleared up their mastitis with this, so it's not just a theory here. Anyway, you rub that into the sore inflamed area, and then you get yourself some DMSO, and there is a cream DMSO that's DMSO with aloe in the Toma dispensary. That way it doesn't sting like the liquid stuff does. And you rub that over, and what that does is it makes sure that the iodine and iodide are transported right into that mastitis area, and you keep doing that. And Dr. Sherman will know if you've done it for long enough, you have to monitor your thyroid gland. But anyway, you keep doing that and you get rid of your mastitis, ma'am. It usually works.
And I still have another question. I have chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and I also have an autoimmune disease. And would all of those kind of be related, indicating I have, like, just in general, immune
Yes, they could be related, ma'am. And one thing that we just discussed at a doctor's meeting about a month ago is that there are two things that are very, very pertinent to women with autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is an estrogen named estriol. And, in fact, a Dr. Nancy Sakoti at UCLA was able to show that multiple sclerosis, which is a type of autoimmune disease, that three-quarters of the lesions in the brain caused by multiple sclerosis just simply disappeared with the use of estriol. And again, it's a specific type of estrogen. Not all estrogens will do this. In fact, some estrogens promote autoimmune disease, but estriol inhibits it. And then there's another thing that we all took a bath in for 9 months when we were inside a mom long ago. It's called HCG. And HCG has also been found to favorably affect the immune system in women. I wish it would do it for men, but it doesn't. And those women, they can go from autoimmune to not autoimmune with estriol and HCG.
And the second thing you said was
HCG.
Oh, HG.
Yeah, okay. It, they can't pronounce it. It's just HCG. But Dr. Sherman knows all this stuff, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm writing it down. And the what about flu prevention? I'm older. Is there anything that one could do to try to, other than, you know, good hygiene and so forth, to not get the flu?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, there is. As you know, I work with a lot of people, as does every doctor at Tahoma Clinic. The ones I work with who use vitamin A, vitamin D, and zinc in appropriate quantities for them rarely catch the flu, and then we scale down. If they have children, we scale down the doses, and their kids rarely catch the flu. What those things do is to stimulate the immune system into quite a bit of vigilance, and so people don't catch infectious disease near as easily if they do those. And again, Dr. Sherman can tell you about that too, ma'am.
All right, and then this is the last thing. But I'm taking oxycodone for pain, and I go off of it, but I have too much pain, so then I go back on it. So I'm not really addicted, but it actually, I have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. It takes care of the pain. It gives me a little energy, and I wondered why is oxycodone so harmful?
It can become addictive, and people have to take more and more and more of it. And when you take more and more of it,
I've been on the same dose. So
good for you. I'm so glad.
And I have no side effects. So I'm trying to get off of it. I'm going to go. I tried the AKBA, the frankincense, but I'm thinking I didn't, and a lot of other things, all the supplements that I could read about. But I was thinking maybe I didn't take enough of the AKBA.
Well, that's a good place. That's a good place to start. But have you read a book by Dr. Stanley Jacob of the University of Oregon Health Sciences University? His book was called The MSM Miracle.
MSM Miracle. Okay.
And he talks a lot about pain relief with MSM. Now, what MSM does is to simply damp down that pain. But look at Dr. Jacob's book, and you can find MSM in all the natural food stores, Tahoma Dispensary, and compounding pharmacies. Oh, my goodness, ma'am. Well, look at the book and read the part about pain.
I will. And I just one last question. My cat has a cyst filled with fluid. Is there anything that a person can take to get rid of cysts?
There's something a person can rub on if it's a sebaceous cyst, which means it contains oily material, but I don't know of anything that will work for those that contain watery material.
Well, just has a fluid. It's a kind of poppy, you know.
I know, but only a needle inserted and tries to pull out stuff. It'll pull out aqueous fluid. It won't pull out sebaceous. So one can tell that way. So anyway, regular cyst, no, but a sebaceous cyst...
The substance?
We're back to that. We're back to that again. Guess what, ma'am? Potassium iodide again takes away sebaceous cysts. Yeah.
And that's good for radiation poisoning. Potassium iodide.
It gets into the reason it is it gets into the thyroid and it blocks the radioactive iodine from getting into the thyroid.
And how much potassium iodide do you rub it on or take it internally?
No, it's rubbed right into the cyst, but remember, it only works on sebaceous cysts. So if it doesn't work, don't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
ma'am. Thank you for
calling. Thank you so much. Bye.